Monday marks the 35th anniversary of an incident that gave birth to the gay rights movement. June 28, 1969, police raided the Stonewall Inn, a mafia-run gay bar in Greenwich Village. Days of violent protest followed, a story that's been told in many histories. But until now, it has never been told from the point of view of the street cops who were there. One of the policemen, now retired, has just finished a screenplay about Stonewall, and NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Frank Toscano got to hear the words he'd written, spoken by professional actors just a few days ago, when his screenplay got its first reading. Its title is RMP 2499, the name of the patrol car that he and his partner drove.
Whoa, they're going crazy out there. We gotta move the car.
They were the first police officers to arrive at the Stonewall Inn on the night of June 28th. Toscano's version of events, he and his partner responded to a complaint and found things pretty normal at the Stonewall Inn. They left, and 5 minutes later, they received a call that a police officer had been stabbed in the bathroom of the bar. It turned out to be false, and Toscano believes, although he can't prove it, that the plainclothes detectives who then raided and closed the premises placed the phony call so that street cops like him would be there to provide backup. When the tactical patrol force arrived, there were 13 arrests, and many nights of protests and violence followed.
Stuff was coming off buildings. They were throwing stuff off the buildings at us.
Toscano says he was pretty green when he came to the 6th Precinct.
I didn't know what a homosexual was until I got to the 6th Precinct. I go into the 6th Precinct, and all of a sudden, my whole world changed. It was like a culture shock.
But his own attitudes toward the Stonewall Rebellion were shaped by something else besides being a cop.
All my years being a union delegate, I fought for the department not to push our guys around. And I would say to our guys, don't you understand how angry you get when you're arguing for a raise, or you're arguing against a trial room, or you're arguing against anything, the Civilian Complaint Review Board? You know that anger that you feel because you feel it's unjust? That's what these guys are feeling. Don't take it personal. It's not against you. It's against something that's being laid on them that they want to get off their back.
So several days before the 35th anniversary of the Stonewall Rebellion, Toscano invited other retired cops and several Stonewall veterans to a reunion at Arturo's restaurant in Greenwich Village, followed by a reading of his screenplay at the Neighborhood Playhouse in Manhattan. Sitting around with beers and pizzas, former police officers Vinnie Giamuso and Richie Castro remember that day.
A day of infamy.
When the incident took place, they went to the 6th Precinct and people were throwing Molotov cocktails. You know, remember that, right? They were throwing inside. I think a few cars caught fire. And like I said, it's lucky I didn't get hurt, and I don't remember any guys getting hurt.
Most of these guys are in their 60s and 70s now, and many of them have mixed different nights into one in their memories. About an hour after a dozen cops and some of their wives arrive, two Stonewall veterans show up, Ray McCaffrey and Williamson Henderson, the treasurer and the president, respectively, of the Stonewall Veterans Association.
It was a great event, like Concord and Lexington, yes.
I feel like I have the upper hand on them now. At that time, they had the upper hand on us.
But former NYPD officer Frank Toscano says the real change in attitudes between the gays and the cops didn't happen at Stonewall. It happened several years after the rebellion, when the police were forced into sensitivity sessions with the gay community. The cops were very resistant.
And our plan was, shut up, sit, you got to stay here for an hour, have your coffee. The hour's over, we get up, we go out on patrol. Don't start no trouble. Don't say anything you're going to be sorry for. And sure enough, one guy says, yeah, stop playing around with little boys and we can be civil. So that started the dialogue.
It's a scene that plays out in Toscano's RMP 2499.
You want civility? Stop screwing little boys.
Tell that to the child molesters.
Oh, you just don't screw little kids?
Child molesters are overwhelmingly heterosexual, like you.
You call me a child molester, you scumbag?
Yes.
I mean, it got... You can't say BS on there. No way I can even think of what was the exchange was. But it's in the screenplay.
After the sensitivity sessions, they challenged each other to a softball game. Again, Frank Toscano.
And these guys put out a spread, and they treated us like family, right? And they were laughing, and the gay guys had, it was a whole different chord that was struck that night.
And I bet before that, their attitudes about gay guys would have been the cops.
fags.
Toscano says a couple of conversations and a softball game, and most of the cops and most of the gays were able to coexist for many years. Outside the theater, Bill Miranda Salzman, a Stonewall veteran and school principal, one of the founders, in fact, of Harvey Milk, New York's gay high school, agrees that the real battle was not with the cops on the beat.
We understood that the police had their thing, but they weren't against us, and it's nice to come back 35 years later that they're also, we can sit together, look at each other in the eye, and respect one another.
Toscano hopes his screenplay will become a movie. Sitting in Arturo's restaurant with a dozen ex-cops and a couple of Stonewall veterans, he says telling a cop in the village you're gay is very different now. It seems as if everyone has a gay relative they know about.
It's like saying, you know, when you're sitting down here, I'm a vegetarian. Well, why are you telling me that? I really don't care.
Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.